In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Amen. I've spent the last almost 2 months working on a pretty major renovation at my house. So gutting it all the way down to the framework, new drywall, new cabinets, new appliances, new flooring, even some new lights in the living room. It's been a lot. There's been a lot of a process to go through this. Now, if any of you have done a major home renovation, you know the following things to be true about this process. First, it'll cost you way more money than you think it will. Yes, you can budget and plan and you can take the steps, but it will cost you more than you think it will. And you probably will forget to account in your budget for gas, the number of times that you have to drive back and forth to all of the different hardware stores in town to pick up the parts that you forgot for that day's project. Second, it will take more time than you expect. You may find unexpected problems that need solutions, but you'll also spend time driving back and forth to all the hardware stores in town. And third, you'll discover things about your house that you never wanted to know. I have come to learn that I have a weird science exhibition of dead mice in my crawl space that have seemingly just disappeared into this pile of fluff and a perfect little skeleton laying on the crawl space floor. I have learned that as soon as you think the project is done, that 25 more projects will appear after that one is done. And 25 is an exact scientific number. 25 more will come with each thing you think you have done. And the scariest of all parts of doing a home renovation is that my home and your homes too are held together by just a few pieces of wood and nails. That's it. Like when you start to strip back the layers and realize it's only wood and nails. It is alarming how much of our homes are held together by just 2x4s and nails. That's it. Now, there's some other parts that go into it. I get that. But, like, the bulk of it, the bulk of your house is just wood and nails. Maybe a screw or two, maybe some glue. But the house is held together with wood and nails. Every time I pulled something out to demolition, or every time I had to put something back in, I realized just how scared I was that this house is being held together by wood and nails. That's it. Houses that go through tornadoes, houses that go through snowstorms, wood and nails. That's it. There is not much to them. Our homes are held together by just wood and nails. Now, at this point, if you've never met me before or heard me preach, you may be thinking, why in God's name did I come to this church tonight? I wanted to hear about baby Jesus and the joy of Christmas and the beauty of God's work in the world. And this pastor over here is scaring all of the Christmas joy out of me with her talk of dead mice in the crawl space. Yeah, well, I'm doing that. It's true. But it's not actually to scare the Christmas out of you. I'm not that mean, I swear. but I've been thinking about how our homes are held together by some wood and some nails, and how those are the simplest of building materials. There are more complex parts that go into a fully functional house, and every possible size of plumbing fixture that you can imagine exists in the world. But you can get a lot done with just wood and nails. So often we catch ourselves trying to outdo ourselves this time of year because we've created the expectations that we need to produce or do a certain set of tasks to get into the Christmas spirit. Right? The more that we do, the more Christmassy we will feel, right? And to be clear, I'm speaking out of my own experience. This is not anybody else's experience. I'm not shaming you. I'm sure nobody is stressed this time of year and that you've done the right amount of tasks for you and you don't feel overwhelmed at all. Only me. I'll own it. I wrote a Facebook post apologizing that between being a pastor this time of year and doing a major home renovation, I wasn't going to get around to Christmas cards. Like, I felt like I had to apologize that cute pictures of me and my dogs hiking this summer won't end up on your refrigerator. Like, I have somehow let you down that I'm not bringing you good tidings of great news of joy because I'm not sending Christmas cards. I apologize for not doing one of my traditions, the thing that I enjoy doing, and I felt bad about it. But as I keep working on my house and seeing the layers come together, first of the wood and nails of framing, building the walls, and then adding the drywall and adding the cabinets, the electrical, the plumbing, the flooring, and so on, you find that each of those is covering the work of the last step that has gone before it. Each layer of materials is able to come together because of the layer before it. The wood and nails holding everything together somehow mysteriously behind the surface. That when everything else is stripped off, the paint and the wallpaper, the things that make a house look pretty, is held together with just wood and nails. Now, often when I ask kids a question, I tell them that the answer is always Jesus. It's usually pretty safe. Whose birthday are we celebrating? Jesus. Who loves you?
Jesus.
Who do we learn about in church?
Jesus.
All right. Now on this night, when we picked out maybe something special to wear and have sent any of the greeting cards that we're going to send or not, or maybe we have everything wrapped that we plan to or not, we are held together by wood and nails. We are held together by this very simple, humble being that can provide structure underneath the layers that we have for the outside world. We are held together by a baby born to a woman from Nazareth and her partner. We are held together by a child who would run off and argue with his parents with priests and with people in his community. We are held together by a man who walked miles and miles to teach people that they were, are, and will be loved by a God bigger than any nation. We are held together by a person whose own flesh and blood would be bound to wood and nails, reminding us that despite all of the terrible stuff in our lives and in the world, that God will not abandon us. On this Christmas night, I hope that you feel the love of God, not only in that squishy, useless baby in a manger, but in the Savior, both human and divine, who holds us together as people who like each other and maybe as people who don't, as people who have similar lives and people who don't, as people who are really struggling this season, as people who are lost, as people who are lonely, as people who are searching. God draws close to us in the gift of Jesus' birth, not only 2,000 years ago, but as we heard in the stories this night. We are held together with the simplest of all things, not nails, not 2x4s, but love. Thanks be to God. Amen.